Yeah, I was walking in and I saw the mariachi band and I was like, that's for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Optic Podcast, episode 228, brought to you by Cash App, Hymns, and Trade Coffee.
Yeah.
Joined by the absolute boys, Nick Maniac Kirshner. No, yeah. Optic X today. I think he's getting the boot off today.
Been a minute.
Oh, really? Is that why he's not here?
I think so.
Oh, time. Yeah, finally. Jesus.
Or no, he's getting the cast off, man. I mean.
That's got to be. Dude, I've never had to wear a cast like that, but I can't imagine how itchy it gets, and
I wonder if he could wash his foot
when
now.
You're trying to sleep at night and you get a crazy itch and you got to reach for the pipe cleaner and try to.
I was gonna say, what does he use? He always has something.
I'd use a pipe cleaner
for
something.
That little itch.
Well, yeah, that little. They got a little bend to it and get in there.
Nah, they got to make like a. There has to be something out there like
a
itch.
Cask,
yeah,
itch.
Like a little hand with like fake nails on it.
Cast itch has to be made.
But yeah, let's go. Hector, he's getting it off. Fuck yeah.
I wonder you think he's been depressed? Because look, this is what I see every day on his Instagram.
Yeah, but this is good living right here.
I'm like, this is obviously like anyone that sees this is like, man, this guy's living the life. Like, he's getting some time off, just gets to do this, probably smoking some Pine Park, whatever he may be doing.
Yeah.
But knowing Hex, it's like,
no, he's pissed.
Is he actually
if he's not
enjoying
a busy,
this?
If he's not a busybody, I feel like
he goes insane.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. Like if I'm not busy, I like feel like I'm just wasting time. But
I mean, he probably just hates the fact that he can't just go hop in the wagon and go wherever he wants. He's got to be like Leo. He got to go somewhere, and then you got to load up the scooter.
He's probably had three
trips he had to cancel: Chicago, Mexico, L.A. for Pine Park.
You see, he's got the, look at that. It's a little hand. You see that shit?
Yeah.
He literally has it. So it is a thing.
So no, I think he's getting it off today.
Let's go, Hector. Finally, so now he's going to be in like a boot where he can actually walk on it?
Yeah, I wonder if he can shower. Because I'm assuming that first shower has got to hit crap.
He says he doesn't take morning showers with it.
Well, don't you just have to cover it with like,
just put a bag around it.
Yeah, put
or
a bag on it. But that's so annoying.
But he was
like,
no, I don't take morning showers now. And I was why?
Yeah.
Like, is it that much effort to, like, put a bag on it or just, like, stick your foot out?
But he's got
to
put the bag on it.
But I guess, like, being in the shower, it would
hop off his fucking scooter.
It would be difficult.
Try to balance
so now
into
just
the
shower,
and it's
man.
Wet.
Come on, man.
That is true.
I've almost fallen getting out of the shower when I got both legs.
Oh, yeah, same.
So doing that with one leg got to be a mission.
Wait, didn't he twisted his other ankle or something getting out of the shower, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, we were playing Dead Foot Island, then he hurt himself and changed it to Dead Feet Island because, like, neither of his feet would work. Because he, like, fucked up his other ankle getting out of the shower or something.
Wait, Mark, do you ever wash a body part in the shower and then forget that you washed it and have to wash it again?
Yeah, I do that with my underarms all the time.
I used to do that all the time.
I got a formula, though.
Did I wash my underarms? Well, let me hit these bitches one more time.
When I used to smoke a lot, I used to, like, wash a body part and then forget I washed it. I'd have to wash it again. And the second time, I'm like, wait, I already washed that body part.
How many times do you go over your body in the shower?
Once.
Do my upper body?
Like, how many times do you, like, wash yourself?
Once.
Really? I go over like two times.
Where do you start?
Rub it all over.
What's the starting point?
I start in the underarms to get it soapy.
My face starts
in the hands.
And I start from top to bottom.
My face is first.
A rag.
Like face with face wash.
Then for body wash, hands?
I do chest, back.
But what is he? Do you
arms,
just
underarms.
Your hands or a rag?
I just do hands now.
Yeah, I just do hands too.
I just do hands everywhere.
But growing up, and I can't, like, living by my, well, living with my girl now, not myself, but like having my own place. Growing up, we have so many towels at my house in Jersey that every shower I use a fresh towel. And now I only got like five towels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that ain't how I
But I had a fresh washcloth and a fresh towel every
that shit
single
spam no more.
I don't got room for more towels.
I have one towel per like week.
We got
point.
Like 12 towels. Yeah, but there's two of us, so.
Yeah, but how many times do you use the same towel before switching
to
a new towel?
See, if I have 12.
I rotate between three because I'll shower at least like twice a day.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes one will be wet, so I'll grab the other, and then I just rotate.
Do you hang your shit up?
I keep hanging them for,
If I'm hanging up and it's wet, days. I'll switch. Like if I forget to hang it up and yeah. it's wet in the morning, I'm like, ah, it's kind of gross.
See, but that's the thing though. If it's wet somehow, like the next day, you gotta switch because it'll
exactly.
You ever leave a towel out for a minute, like a day and a half? You're like, what the fuck? This smells like shit.
Yeah, it starts stinking. Yeah.
When you throw your clothes in the wash
or
and then just
shit like
and
that.
Go to sleep, wake up the next day, they smell like
it's
shit.
The worst,
just
bro.
Sitting in soapy water all night.
I hate laundry.
It smells like shit.
Oh,
like
I hate
dumpster
laundry.
Juice.
I can't stand laundry, bro.
It's like the worst thing in the world.
I think. What's your love language?
I told myself,
is getting my laundry done.
Yes, laundry done, and like doing a
vacuuming.
I'll do the
mopping,
dishes. I'll load the dishwasher. I'll wash the dishes.
That's my
like
love language.
Tasks. Laundry's like to
whatever
help.
Whatever love language that is, I think it's like acts of service.
Acts of service. That's
right. Yeah. But I'll probably say same to be honest.
Laundry is like my like
same. I love
numero
that
uno
like,
hated thing.
Like, all you gotta do is like, just a
really?
Thought. Just a thought.
That's what I'm
the
talking
thought
about.
That counts.
Is.
Finally, holy fuck! There's some kind of connection. Question mark.
And then I gave nothing back.
She'll like reorganize the pantry. I'm like, that's awesome.
Clean the fridge.
Yeah,
organize.
I would never
it.
Do that. Yeah. I'm just throwing fucking whatever I eat, throwing it on the counter, not worrying about it.
That's just things that I don't think to do. Like I never would like, unless I really consciously like needed to do it, I would never empty the fridge, clean it, and then put everything back in.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, that's a.
I've done that.
That's insanity.
I'm getting up there. I've started to do little
mine
stuff
is like
that.
Throw out all the shit
makes
you don't
feel
want.
Good.
Make it look better.
Purpose.
Throw out everything.
Yes. Purpose.
Gives
empty
me a little
dressings
purpose.
I haven't
makes
used
feel,
in years. Just
empty the thing out.
The five love languages: acts of service, quality time, receiving gifts, physical touch, words of affirmation. We can say, let's say our favorites. We don't got to go through them all. What's our favorite and what's our least favorite?
Receiving gifts.
I that's mean, your favorite?
That's my least favorite.
That would have been funny if that was
no,
your favorite,
no,
though.
That's least
yeah,
favorite.
Honestly,
like, I don't
yeah,
give a shit
yeah,
about
yeah.
a gift.
Yeah, honestly,
I'm kinda
the
same agree.
Way. It might be my least favorite, too.
I mean, I like getting gifts, but, like, in a relationship, I don't need that.
This is a good one. Let me
okay,
think.
What's your favorite, and then
my,
which one do you think you're best
would have
at?
To be...
Quality time is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Acts of service.
Physical touch. And
for me, acts of service.
Mine is,
acts of service probably
mine
my
is physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, receiving gifts.
And that's what you like receiving? Or is that what you're good at?
I think that was his tier list right there.
That was
there.
My tier list, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say acts of service, quality time. Receiving gifts is also my least favorite because, like, I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
You got to be
everything
rubbing up on you, Pop.
I could possibly,
you
like, when people ask me what
you.
I want
no,
for
I
Christmas,
want
I'm like, nothing, yeah.
Straight up,
I'm at the
I
point
don't want you.
Where I'm happy if I get, like, socks and boxers.
I just, nowadays, yeah. I ask for socks and Eagles gear, that's it.
I would
it.
Prefer to get
and then
that.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, and moccasins. I always get a new pair of moccasins every Christmas.
I like getting just new underwear, new fresh
yeah.
white socks.
Like,
I don't want this random bullshit fucking whiskey smoker that I'm not going to fucking touch.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I like the real gifts, like boxers, fresh white socks. Like I don't
Handles.
Want like a whiskey smoker that I'm like never gonna touch. Like it'll
you're
be
not gonna
cool.
burn
it'll,
your
yeah,
fucking
it'll be
wood
cool to
shit.
Fucking use one time. But
that's the most annoying part about white socks is no matter what they get this dark tint.
Yeah,
and you got to keep
washing
buying
them
new
with
ones.
Your dark clothes.
He's washing with his dark ass clothes. You got to keep your white separate.
Yes.
I mean, it's just
and then you got to get some oxy something
yeah,
that keeps
some,
the whites
yeah,
even whiter.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
It does.
That doesn't affect the.
I'm not
the
gonna
swoosh.
Lie. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you.
No, not really. Also,
just you need to be reading up on them anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
You'll be all right,
dude. I
he does got
socks
some dark
and,
socks.
I have like 100.
These are dark, right?
I mean, I just wear black ones and I just run into the
socks.
Ground.
I got hella socks.
He does.
Also, people aren't wearing Nike no more. It's just all about no logo.
Yeah, I wear no logo too. Look,
people don't wear logos no more.
Shits are like cheap.
Yo, you know what I've been saying lately at home? This is how I know I'm getting up there. Every day, I'm like, once I get off stream, I'm like, favorite part of the day, take off my socks, and I'm like, oh, it's fucking hits every time.
That's
gotta
be a good feeling.
When you take off your socks.
Socks on all day, but then you take them out to spread.
And you feel like your hair is standing up on your leg.
I look at his favorite part of the day. Oh, I love that shit.
Get a little rub in between
your hair
the big toe.
Slowly standing up after being just
and then you
melted to the skin all day.
Oh, I'm like, yeah.
That's one of the, wait, that might
but
be
if
a
I'm
top
under
five
a blanket.
Feeling.
So wait, if what? I'm under a blanket, I want my feet outside
rubbing
the blanket
them together?
To get that cool air and the rest is covered. Are
really?
You guys the same way?
Covered all.
You cover the whole
yeah,
thing?
I'm one leg out,
if you're laying on the couch.
Besides like up here.
If I'm sleeping or on the couch, my feet are at least 1 foot is outside the blanket to feel the cold air.
Oh, yeah. There has to be
every
yeah,
single
I have a
time.
Cat and I have PTSD. Oh, okay, so like, that's if different. My foot's out,
really?
That's different.
Just,
they attack you for he attacks
random,
your feet?
It's been random, but like it's happened.
Wait, you have
like,
one cat, right?
Yeah.
Junior.
He's a little demon too. So like there's been times where I'll just have like one foot out accidentally, not even thinking, and just hang. And it just scares
see,
the
Gwen
shit
doesn't,
out of me.
She don't let the cats on the couch. So like if Gwen's around, they don't come on the couch at all. She'll literally stand in a stance, stare at them, and if they come close, she just darts at them. It's
that's
insane.
Funny. That's absurd.
It's insane. That's
funny. But what do you think your what do you give? What's your best
everything.
Attribute?
Everything.
I would say physical
someone?
Touch.
Mine is everything.
Physical touch.
Horny. I'd probably say quality time is number one.
That's what you're good at doing? Giving someone quality time?
I don't know. I feel like
I feel like you do
yeah.
good at that.
Quality time. I mean, acts of service.
You said all of them.
Yes.
You're just an all around like perfect boyfriend.
I do everything.
Acts of service.
That
I'm like.
The
acts of service. I mean, acts of service. If it counts like. Paying for a dinner or like buying groceries, then I'm decent at that.
But I'll get her like tea or something. If I get up, I'm like, do you need anything? Like, I'll do that. But like,
yeah, of course. I'll fill your water for you.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the only, I just hate it. I hate laundry. Cleaning, I'm like once in a blue moon. I just get to, like, dude, if I start laundry, you know how long it takes me to do laundry? Like, if I'm doing laundry by myself, I'll hang up 3 shirts. Then I'm like, oh, I got to do this.
Hang up.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, like after the hanger dry. Yeah.
Like I distract myself with. I can't just do the laundry in one go.
Oh, when I do laundry,
I'm
stopping around.
So many different times to do random shit.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
I need a snack. Oh, I need. I gotta call
shit.
The. I can't just knock it out.
Like,
and she's just
laundry,
like, can you just do it? I'm like, I can't.
I'm
trying. I'm
cleaning the floors, everything.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
Whenever
I start vacuuming.
Cleaning,
shit.
Yeah, oh God.
I start vacuuming.
When I do laundry,
then I'm putting shit over here.
I just get the ball going like that.
Really?
I'm able to bounce
like
around.
That. Damn.
I'm going down the hall with trash bags in my hand to the incinerator.
See,
going
crazy. I have two jobs at the house. It's take out the trashes and the cat room.
I was gonna say clean the poop in the yard.
Someone does that.
Don't worry, I would too. I'm not judging.
Like, can we see that list, Matt Craig?
But she does laundry, cook, clean, all that stuff. I do the litter box and the trash.
Nothing wrong with that.
And obviously, stream.
What's your love language, Matt Craig?
Doors,
pool.
Physical touch. Horny ass.
Grind don't stop. I mean, I streamed. Oh, here we go.
My.
Oh, they're playing Rebirth Island, dude.
We're going to have to take a break, chat. Is it every win or every death?
Every win.
Oh.
You fuckers, we said get second.
This is actually hilarious. Yo,
I was walking in and I saw the mariachi band and I was like, that's for us. Hell yeah.
That's good work right there. Hey.
That's a way that's a way to wake up, man.
That's the old
phone. I saw Z in his bed
phenomenal.
Just with his phone
that
out.
Could you imagine woke up? How mad we'd be like day 5 of the race if that's how we woke up?
No, I wouldn't be mad.
Well, some people would be awake. I probably just went to sleep.
By day 5, I was actually sleeping.
Actually, no. Day 1, I would have lost my mind.
Day 1, when we didn't sleep at all, we were just getting used to it. It was hot as fuck.
The AC wasn't working.
Dude, it was hot as fuck. None of us slept. Like, none of us slept
that was the,
before.
I forgot how hot it was.
The game released. I think I literally closed my eyes. You know when you, like, sleep, but you don't sleep?
Yeah.
I opened my eyes, and I was like, I don't know if I slept. And I got the game is releasing. We're about to have 30,000 viewers, and I am sleep-deprived as fuck. Yeah, I was tweaking.
Those were, like, the best showers of my life. Like, walking to Davis's apartment and showering and just getting that 1 hour.
It was so blissful walking out of here.
It was impeccable.
Just we walk out.
You're sweating for 16 hours.
I felt bad for Ish. I'd see her for an hour. I'm like, I got to go back. She's like, no, stay for another hour. I'm like, I can't.
Dude, that drive home was fantastic, too. Like, when we were all said and done, I was, pull me out.
I feel like
the windows were down.
We're running that back, right?
Of course.
I think so.
Assuming they don't fuck up and for some reason change the prestige system.
Nah, we have to run that shit back.
I mean, they're releasing Fringe about... 3 weeks Oh my god!
But this is dope. Amazon is releasing a 5-part esports World Cup doc featuring Faker, Soka, Draz, and many more esports players.
Damn,
premieres June 6th.
That is sick.
That's fire.
I've been waiting.
Amazon. I mean, shit. That's
trailer?
Big time.
Can we see
wait,
the trailer?
Oh wait, Amazon's
yeah,
doing
it's
it.
Big time.
Wait, this is on Prime Video.
I mean, I would assume
wait,
it says Amazon's releasing
wait,
it. Right?
That's
Soka
awesome.
The Warzone.
Yeah, Warzone.
There's a lot of pressure on my shoulders to make my mom and dad proud.
It's the
dope,
best
dude.
Feeling watching him live out his dream.
It's this pressure that you have on you that if you don't win, you lose
what
your job.
What the fuck?
Exclusively on Prime Video.
Where's Jaza from?
Alaska.
No
really?
Big deal.
Yeah.
Just the hopes and dreams of thousands of supporters riding on one
he
kid.
He didn't have nothing to do with
the
game.
And lightning fast hands.
You can do this. I believe in each and every one of you. But the mission's not done.
You want to make a run at the title? You have to run a gauntlet of competition.
Competing at this level comes with a lot of sacrifice.
The thing is about these top teams, it's win or bust.
For some of these players, that's their life.
There he is.
There's the goal.
Welcome to the Esports World Cup.
We were there.
This is the Super Bowl, the World Cup, and the Olympics, all rolled into one
this
event
would
for the first
so
time
cool
ever.
So cool to be in.
We are coming for it.
If you're betting against me, that's going to wake me up and get me to playing best I can.
This is dope.
Hell yeah, dude.
Nothing is wanted. Everything is earned.
Is your job on the line?
I can't wait to watch this. That's awesome.
So fire, dude.
That is dope.
So fire.
Prime Video? Yo, could you imagine waking up as Faker, just knowing you're Faker?
June 6th. It's coming out.
Like he just wakes up. Just... Wait, when? Ooh. No, it comes out soon.
Hey, what's up? Great job. We love the songs.
Good job.
Yeah, for sure. We're on the podcast right now. Say
yeah,
what's
of
up.
Of course. I'll move this for you.
Here, talk.
We just got done waking up with our Warzone players to get ready and play and got the first dub of the day and celebrated with the mariachi band.
That's yes, right. Sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Y'all want to pick? Yeah, get in. You want to pick?
If any of you guys need a mariachi band in Dallas, it's Mariachi Mysterio.
Boom.
Give that a quick
there
Google.
There we go.
Boom.
Good promo right there.
Yes, sir.
That was fire.
That was hilarious. They were probably mind blown. They went to bed at like 2, 3 a.m.
Is that when they're going to bed?
I think last night they did.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait for this, though. Has there ever been a documentary style thing on like an official, like a Netflix or Prime Video or Hulu type your yet?
I don't
there
think
was
so.
There was
like
one
there
thing
had
on.
To be so.
Wasn't there something about League of Legends on
yeah,
Netflix?
I think there was a League one.
It's cool that we're gonna see some Call of Duty representation though. We got Draza, we got Hisoka,
yeah.
So we got Warzone and COD. That's pretty awesome.
That's
can't
great.
Wait for the next Esports World Cup. It's about to be fire. Starting
I can't
up.
Wait.
When it starts up in July, right?
Yeah.
Or
I think COD's the third weekend of July. I feel like. Don't hold me to that. That's when it was last year. It was like July 24th ish.
Yeah. I just love that there's another tournament. I mean, just imagine if Champs was like it, and then all of July,
right.
August, September, October, we're just waiting. But at least July, we get an amazing, huge tournament.
It's like a bunch of games, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a festival.
League of Legends and shit.
They like rotate
like
them out.
It's like Coachella fucking
yeah. No, it's crazy.
Gaming.
This is exactly what I've been like, because I always had the opinion, because for some reason we like wanted esports in the Olympics, and I was like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to try and convert someone who watches snowboarding or ice skating into an esports fan? Like, you're way better off having an esports Olympics, and a League of Legends fan or a Counter-Strike fan is way more likely to become a Call of Duty fan if they walk into the right venue because there's downtime, whatever. And the EWC basically is that. It's basically kind of like the esports Olympics.
I mean, StarCraft 2's in
oh,
there.
Hey, though.
Siege... PUBG Mobile. I mean, dude, there's PUBG Battlegrounds.
And they're competing for
Warzone.
And they're competing for
I mean,
millions.
Look at these prize pools. It's just million, 1.5 million, 2 million, 2 million.
Where was this in 2017?
Fuck, man.
2018.
I would have loved it.
2016, 2015,
2014.
Yo, Street Fighter. Watch out for me on Street Fighter. I might be coming.
Oh, man. No, I can't wait, though.
I'm awful.
It's going to be a long off season.
No Halo, huh?
Guess you won't be gone.
Another no trip for me.
It's going to be a long off season.
But yeah, that's so fire. Can't wait to watch. I'll probably only watch the COD episodes.
Nah, you gotta watch.
And the league, no, I'm watching fake. I'm watching
league
fake.
Is
I'm watching
fucking insane, too. Hell yeah, bro.
I'm looking to see his day to day.
Well, I wonder if it's like a. It's wait, probably like a joint.
What kind of wallet does he have? What kind of socks is he putting on?
Wait, who?
Faker. What's his view looking like?
Faker? What his entire lifestyle?
He's just trying to be in his business.
It's something good. The chef asks him what he wants.
Yeah. That's the shit I actually want to see, though. Like, their morning routines or whatever. Like, what does he eat every day? What time does he go to sleep? What time does he wake up? Does he have any, like...
Is he that dialed to the point where it's like, is he fucking robotic with it?
Yeah,
like...
Later tonight, when you're bored on YouTube, type in T1 Chef on YouTube. There's a guy who does like awesome documentary type stuff. He does like a whole thing with like the T1 facility in South Korea, and he follows like the chef, and he's like each player has a certain diet, each
really?
Player likes this. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you
They're
think,
so technical about certain things.
Do you think that would benefit, let's just say Call of Duty. Call of Duty players, if each org had a chef
100%
to be on the team, you had to abide by, you got to eat this.
I say that, but dude, there's so many fat asses that have
you
won
have to
the
get
sense
this amount
where
of
it's
exercise.
Like,
you definitely would play better with a better diet. There's no question. There's not a single.
But sometimes
you'd feel
sometimes
better.
I don't
your brain
know.
Would be working at a higher like you.
But like
play better.
I just think
yeah,
some players
you get
would
on
hate
stage
that.
Versus one of them.
Some players Woo! Would hate having
so
a like,
so you're sitting across
it's
formal.
Game time.
It's turning time.
some players would hate fucking that. Formal.
All fucking eating out the window.
Yeah, I would love it, but I just know some players, like, there are some picky eaters.
Like, Legend wakes up, has
like
a Shotzi? Snickers in a...
Like, they want Lunchables
and
McDonald's, or, you know what I'm saying?
and
they
then
want a MC wants a McDonald's Coke.
Yeah. Popeyes, like, they would...
See, I ain't gonna lie, McDonald's Coke, though, I never tried that, but that sounds like it might... No,
no guys,
wonder the kid's
you,
fucking...
You guys know Legend...
A fresh iced Coke on the
Bro,
stage?
Yeah, you feel like you're at home.
Jesus.
Wait, what were you saying?
And your turn.
Legend.
You got that sugar and the caffeine
yes.
combo, your turn.
Sunday morning, before Champ Sunday, Legend had a Snickers and a Monster, and then just
Jesus.
Goes into the tourney.
A Snickers?
And I'm like, if you take that away from him, though, like...
Not even a protein bar? Yeah, imagine like,
a
okay,
Snickers,
okay,
not
Legend.
A protein bar.
Egg whites and turkey bacon.
And a Monster, not
like,
water.
Hey, what are those?
Where's
you
the
gave
Snickers?
Him a, what are those bars? Cliff Bar or whatever the fuck?
The throat rippers?
Anything
one
else.
Of the healthy bullshits.
The Nature Valleys that just crumble everywhere.
Yeah, but I just feel
apart.
Like
I can't eat those on the couch or at my
can't
setup.
Even eat I love them, though.
I love They're so good, but they're crumbling.
I just wonder if you start switching up people's like routine and how they eat and stuff, if that'll take some, like, they're sitting there like, God, I don't want to.
Well, you do it at
I
home,
I
don't want
to eat this chef-prepared meal, man.
Well, no, it's
and
not
then
like they're eating.
That kind of does something to their
See,
mental. They go into
that's the
game,
thing, though.
Like,
just because there's a chef doesn't mean they're eating, like, super strict and healthy. He's still making, like, he's making some fried chicken cutlets.
Right, right, right.
Like, he's not making them eat egg whites and ground beef every single meal.
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to get used to it. You do 2 weeks at home on this diet.
Like, imagine Legend was getting a gourmet Snickers. Homemade.
Nah, I can't
Real
hit the same,
product.
Yeah,
I'm sure
it
is
might not
the
hit the same.
It's not going to hit the
yeah.
same.
It might hurt his
You
stomach.
Need that fake chemically.
The good shit, the real
the,
shit.
I
might
need
hurt
that shit to go straight to my
shit.
Brain, that dopamine.
Yeah, just instantly pouring through your blood.
I need that.
But I feel like they might do it in the sense of, like, I doubt, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if there's going to be like a Draws episode of Hisoka. They might do like all in one.
I'm
like
sure.
Like go from like
yeah.
POV to POV to POV.
Yeah,
kind of like
yeah,
how Recon
yeah.
used
like
to
some
be.
True life
where it would
shit.
Follow Envy and Optic and they bounce back and forth. They might do that with all five. That's awesome, though.
Yeah,
I've been waiting
Good
for more documentary style.
Good exposure.
Content, esports.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people that don't play games are probably going to watch this be like, what is this?
I would for sure.
I just hope they show. Because people don't understand. Like, they might leave some. Vital shit out about the process that motherfuckers don't
nah,
really understand.
No they got this shit.
I'm telling
I mean, they
you.
Were in Alaska with draws. I mean, it's going on Prime
and he
Video.
Was in a little Volvo.
That fool was on an ATV with one of those Russian fucking.
It's going on Prime Video. It's going to be
what
good.
What is it called? Muskrat?
Muskrat?
Yeah, muskrat hat.
Damn, Fresh wait. X-Defiant's officially shutting down today? I thought it was already shut down. Pour one out, man. X-Defiant. I enjoy playing it. It's just, it is what it is. It's a tough market.
Pour
it's,
one out
it's,
for it, man.
It's very hard nowadays to make a game and have it get full-on traction just because there's so many games.
It's also, bro, you can say what you want about Call of Duty. Call of Duty is the most fluid FPS experience you're going to get in the sense of like arcade shooter, like Call of Duty style.
It's like an anti-cheat rolling.
I love the new games and shit, but like, yeah, like you're saying, the left and right don't feel good. It should be feeling clunky. It don't feel smooth.
Like, X Defiant was solid.
It was cool, though. I fucked with
it. But like, you're going up against a multi-billion dollar behemoth.
But it's just like, we already resources. Have a better version of this called Call of Duty.
Well, I also feel like X Defiant, they kind of like dropped the ball a little bit because their ranked playlist was supposed to come out, and then it got delayed, and then it came out, and then it was fucked up. It's like all the things that... And didn't the release keep getting pushed back as well? The release kept getting pushed back.
And then it conflicted with COD, and then that's when you're in trouble.
You need to release right after the COD season's done, get some traction, and then hope that it keeps that traction after the new COD releases and get a player base. It just...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean it's also tough.
Even
like,
playing the game, I just didn't think it was going to...
I mean,
like,
I liked
it. There's already a better version. There's Call of Duty out. Like,
COD's been doing it for 20 years, where it's like they've refined and polished, and there's billions. Like, there's just so much you have to compete with.
You can't.
So it's difficult.
To be fair, though, if this had S&D when it came out, it should have been decent.
I enjoyed this game, though.
It was cool.
You need search? Money Mart needs search.
When I was playing with it, well, playing on this, it felt like it was... And the respawn, I just felt like too much was going on. But if I just had a goal and like search and shit, I had a good time. It seemed cool, but
I enjoyed playing it. It's just
It sucks.
I'm sad to see it, man.
Yeah,
I think they did a good job with the resources they have. So I think they should be proud. I think everyone enjoyed that little X Defiant stint.
Yeah, no, I had fun on it. I wish it was just a little bit more refined and could have had some legs. But
I mean, I feel like all games like this that come out, like even that Spectre Divide game that we played, that had that little tourney over here.
Yeah,
I think it was Spectre Divide.
That
right?
game was fun.
But then there's Valorant.
Cool.
It's like,
shuts down just instantly.
You got Valorant. You got CS.
I actually enjoyed it. I was like, this is...
Wait, is Spectre Divide shut down?
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Or it might be like in the same. It's like they're
in
getting
the shut down phase.
No, I'm pretty sure you like can't even play it. Like I think it's just done.
What's, I mean, I guess Marvel Rivals is the only game that I can think of recently that actually, like, has legs. I'm not even sure how it's doing now.
I mean, Marvel had,
but it's also
like,
Marvel Rivals.
Around Christmas time, Marvel Rivals was popping, and then it just kind of slowly faded. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tim will still get on and fucking kill it. I don't know what the player base is like.
I feel like that's all people were talking about
for a while.
I mean,
that's still insane.
I don't know.
It's still great numbers.
The new season just came out, though. Like, Ultron just came out.
Bro, sometimes on Halo, you'll see like 600 live players. It's just like...
Yeah,
Halo's... That's kind of insane.
I mean, yeah.
Can we bring up Envoy's tweet, Matt? And let's talk about how...
Oh, yeah, I saw
these
this.
Players are dealing with things that like I just think have to be talked about as unacceptable.
I just don't understand what the fuck COD is doing, bro.
Like, I just don't... Like, we don't... You're
like,
telling
how is this
me
not fixed? I don't get it.
These are CDL players.
I don't get it.
You're telling me someone can't walk in the right room and
something.
Be like, "Yo, fix this." It's just done.
How?
If the right person just says, "Yo, fix this," it's done. It's okay.
I don't understand how it hasn't happened. That's what I'm not getting.
Let's read this. 7 days after Major 3, 3 weeks to Champs. CDL accounts on 3-month-old patch. Retail accounts are on Season 4, and CDL is insisting we'll be playing on Season 3.5 for Champs, although there is no way to play on it currently, all because Codcaster has been broken all season. Like, that is unacceptable.
Someone in my chat
how
was saying...
How the fuck are we about to go to Champs and Codcaster is busted?
Someone in my chat was saying that the people that made this Codcaster were laid off or something, and I'm like, if that's true, that's terrible. But
yeah,
I know they can fix this. I know they can.
Yeah.
I know there's someone there that can fix this. Like, it's embarrassing for the whole game for this to be broken for this long.
It is embarrassing.
I don't hate on what they do with the skins, all that. I know how much money they make. I'd be doing the same damn thing.
But
same.
I don't mind the skins and shit, but you gotta make your product work,
bro. Like,
because then if your skins
how.
Work and your product doesn't work, then it just looks like a money
grab.
Yeah,
money grab,
it's like,
exactly.
We don't give a fuck about the game. Buy our skins, though.
That's
and then
able.
That segues into the Armadillo Champs Pack. Probably the worst Champs Pack that I've ever seen across any game
Can
ever.
We take a look at it?
Dude,
it
has no relevance to Champs. We're in Kitchener. Are there armadillos in Kitchener? Or what?
No, there's not.
What's the relevance?
You have an armadillo? You could do anything. You can do something so cool.
Dude, do an animated gold
something.
And black camo that reflects and shines and you get a kill and it changes colors. Like,
there's
something.
There's so much shit you can do.
You gave us an armadillo.
There's so much shit. Literally.
What's crazy is
I saw this.
Anything.
I saw this and couldn't believe my eyes. No bullshit. I was
all
like,
they have
bro,
to
what?
Do.
This is the champs bundle?
Make
yeah,
champs
this is for
operator.
Champs. Sure.
You can,
fire.
You can do
anything.
It'd be
fantastic. You can do, I don't care if they start doing fan submissions and you make the best one.
I'll even take that.
You know how good they would be,
brother,
if like
they
there
would
was
be
some creativity behind
it. Make sense.
It's
fans,
an armadillo.
Submissions would
your
be
biggest event of the year, and you can do anything you want.
Look at the camos too. Look at the camos. They're just like shit. Fucking.
It works for the brain. Oh, the brainwash. Love it. They're like, oh, shit's fire.
Did they?
There she is.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Just cash at me.
Boys, my time is coming, and I wanted one last talk with my favorite grandchildren. I have three pieces of advice, one for each of you. Firstly, my shots. The one thing they can never take from you, sweetie, is your education. Go back to school. Seth, friendship is priceless. Make sure you always pay for your best friend's meals, even if they want the meatballs. And finally, my Nicholas, it's okay, sweetie, that you only won one tournament in your entire life, and not many people remember it. Winning is not what matters most in this world. Oh, yes. I saved the most important thing for all of you. Don't let your mind... Don't.
Granny! Wake up!
Not now!
Granny, you can make it. Wake up. Granny!
Don't let your money gather dust in a regular old savings account. I started depositing my paycheck into Cash App approximately 112 years ago, earning up to 4% annual interest on my savings. You do the math. Granny cashed in.
That's money!
No. That's Cash App.
For a limited time, new Cash App customers that watch this show may be eligible for a $10 sign-up bonus. All you have to do is download the app, use the code OPTIC10 when creating your account, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10. That easy. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. You know how it's very important for delivery companies to just keep the package safe when they deliver it to you? Well, it's also very important to keep your package well kept and taken care of. So let's talk about Hims. If ED is getting you down, you need Hims to help get your confidence as well as other things back up, if you know what I'm saying. We're talking about erections here. Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer so that you can be ready whenever the mood strikes. You know what I'm talking about. Hims is changing men's health care by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable tablets, Viagra, Cialis, and also generics for up to 95% less. The process is 100% online, so there's no need for any uncomfortable doctor's visits. You just take an intake form on the site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped directly to your house for free. There's no insurance that is needed, and one price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help find the ED option that works for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. The featured products include compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. And speaking of things that can get you up in the morning, let's talk about coffee. Whether you're gearing up for back-to-back meetings, shuttling the kids back and forth to activities, or tackling an endless to-do list, your morning sets the tone for it all. And what better way to start your morning than a cup of coffee? I'm probably the best person here to talk about this in Dallas, because my man Blake has a coffee shop, so he could talk about it too. But I always have a coffee in my hand to the point where it sometimes I need to tone it back a little bit. Maybe have a decaf or two. But the best way to get your coffee is to grind it yourself. The art of making your own coffee is so much better than going and just swiping your card and they give you a coffee. And Trade Coffee makes it so, so easy. And the quality is just great. Trade is the number one U.S. coffee destination, bringing you fresh coffee from over 50 of the country's top roasters. My favorite is right here. Alma Coffee, sent straight from Trade. I went in, I took a quiz, and in under a minute, they matched me with this coffee, Alma. And this one is already ground. So I don't even have to grind my own beans, put them in the thing, put the thing on top of it. It comes out in the thing, and then I just, beautiful morning. Beautiful morning for me with Alma Coffee because of Trade. Trade's prices are on par with grocery store brands, but the quality is next level. Plus, you're supporting local roasters, so it's a win-win for everyone. If you're heading out on summer vacation, with Trade's subscription flexibility, you can pause or shift delivery while you're away and resume while you're home, ensuring that you'll come home to great coffee. Right now, Trade is exclusively offering our listeners 50% off of your one-month trial at drinktrade.com/optic. That's drinktrade.com/optic for 50% off your 1 month trial. drinktrade.com/optic.
Finally, something different.
Look at that.
Oh, shit's crack.
Like, look at that camo.
It's dude, about to dominate with the Dillo.
I don't understand it. I never will.
Even that could, even those could be better. I mean, bro.
It's fucking insane.
I'm
so invested in it because
I just don't know why. Like, I don't know why you would half-ass something like this. Because if it's really good, all the Call of Duty competitive fans are going to buy it, and the general population, if it's that good, are going to buy it too.
I'd buy it 100%.
Instead, it's like you don't bring in the Call of Duty competitive fan base at all. And if I'm a general player, just a casual player, and I look at the options I have in the store, this is not the one I'm buying. So many more.
I would like
this
to say
this shit's about to be boycotted.
I play Warzone pretty good amount. I don't think I've seen a single champ skin in all of my Warzone games, which is like kind of insane. You see pretty much every skin. I don't think I've seen one, bro.
Pretty disheartening, man.
But then they got to see that in the back end. They're like, yo, this isn't selling. It's like,
with the way that,
but it probably is. We just can't see.
Well,
it.
No, we just got to get closer to champs, and then you'll see the numbers start. It's like, no.
What's
bro,
crazy is we don't ask for much either. I know we complain a good amount because we love it, but it's not like we're asking for the world.
We're asking for the bare minimum.
We just want a fixed Codcaster, yeah. Release Fringe fucking 3 months ago, because that would be in the competitive rotation and everybody would eat it up. The reason people think MW3 is better than Black Ops 6 is strictly due to maps. Rio, Six Star, Vista. You remove those, it's like, eh, back and forth. You have your own opinions. This game, the best map's Hacienda, and we've received zero new maps.
It's kind of weird, because I feel like last year,
I gotta wiggle my way into whoever has that job.
Map job?
It's probably multiple six figures.
Boom.
But like last year was like inverse of this year. The game started off bad last year, but then it got so good once they put in those new maps and stuff. And even rank play was just better last year. This year, the game had so much potential off the start. Everyone was super excited. The gunplay, everything's great.
It's the same
and then
shit,
just
man.
Nothing throughout the year came out that like helped it at all, because last year, imagine, like you said, no Six Star, no Rio, no Vista.
Be terrible.
The game would have been awful.
We'd be so bored by the year.
But they came out with that, and then the game turned out to be like really fun to watch. The CDL season was great.
Saved it.
This year, it's like so much potential. Nothing to the mid end year has come out that's like helped the game.
What
at
was
all.
On it? Hardpoint and Search and Destroy on
Six Star.
I mean, bro, that
Hardpoint
should be,
Vista
Rio.
That's well, bro, man, they all, beautiful.
Okay, here's the thing about new maps. The new maps are awesome. But you also just add variety. So the maps that, for example, Karachi, that by default gets played a little less. So when you watch Karachi, you're not as bored as Karachi because you're watching other maps now too. So like other maps like Vault will be highlighted in this game because you'd be seeing Vault a little bit less.
Dude, remember at the
so
start of the
year? So you'd be more
okay
to see a Vault more often.
We watched Vault Control, I think it was like 17 or 18 times
circuit.
In a row. Every single series was, because there was only
I
two.
I hated Vault.
There were only two control maps. It was Proto and Vault. All we watched,
and no one
was
wanted
Vault.
To get spawn trapped.
Nobody
and
wanted to
way,
play Proto.
Either way, you can get spawn. It's so dumb.
Yeah. I just think like it's
just... And
then
they're adding maps now by the last event.
I don't know.
Bro.
But they're not even good.
Yeah, I know. That's an issue.
They're not good. Like, besides Fringe. I mean, Fringe is great.
How the fuck are we not experimenting this shit? I don't know. Whatever. I don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
They need to add me as a contractor.
There was hope for Haven. Haven came out, and Haven was like made for last year. So we were like, yo, this might not
be. I don't want to be play Haven, but the person that's in charge of getting this done is making.
Hire me as a contractor. I'll hop on a video call once a week. I need three heads of the studio for 15 minutes. I need Infinity Ward, Treyarch, and Sledge all on one call. 15 minutes of your time once a week. Yeah, guys, yeah, no problem. That's it. It's fixed.
You need to fix this. You
it's
need
done
this.
And dusted.
Bing, bing, bing.
Holy shit.
15 minutes of your time
you
once a week.
Fee.
They cut you in 10%.
And some weeks I'll be like, no complaints.
Oh,
things
armadillo
are great.
Sales. Oh,
it might be.
I'd love it. Oh, it might be the bad 10%.
I mean, 10%.
Globally.
10% is great.
You think they ever watch 10%. This and they're like, God, these guys are so stupid.
Well, no, because that would be unfair.
Like, they have no idea what it takes to
If any of them told
this.
Me that I'm shit-talking their game, I would say, I love nothing more than your game. Like, your game is the reason I am.
There's
nothing I love more than Call of Duty. The reason I have a pain right here in this finger is in right here now is because I played
Call of Duty
for 15 years every day for hours. So don't ever tell me I don't fucking love your game and it's not coming from a good place. I just want to see it be better for everybody.
Yeah.
So, like, that would... If someone ever told me, yeah, you talk bad about the game, I'd be infuriated. I'd be like, don't ever say that to me ever again. I fucking love this game.
It's out of a point
I just
of
want
love.
It from... I just want it to be better for everybody.
Yeah.
A funny compilation could be made every single year on the Optic podcast of like the new Call of Duty or just some talk about the Call of Duty. Cause just hearing you guys talk, it's like, bro, it's every single
year. Well, we always have hope. We always have hope. We're like, this is going to be
the same talks every single year for over a decade.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, this game's different though.
Like even
this is the one.
Well, no, this game actually
I just played the new COD. Shit was fine.
But it's,
dude, this game at the start of the year, we were like, yo, this shit's gas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then like,
no, it had crazy potential. The map's fucking ruined it. The COD cast was broken. If this game had like two more Black Ops 4 maps, if it had Seaside, Arsenal, Frequency, it would literally be one of the best CODs of all time competitively. It wouldn't even be close. The one thing I will say that we were wrong about in the beginning is everyone thought that this game would make the skill gap higher. And I think it lessened it.
It lowered
because
it, yeah.
Everyone's moving like Shotzi now. We thought like Shotzi would be able to be so ahead because of this movement. And in fact, it made people a lot closer to Shotzi.
Well, that's like
the
even
best
when
I
played,
I
was like, I think this is helping me.
Well, even the game
because,
itself.
Because like shit I usually can't do. Because I hated fucking doing the button combo and then snapping on someone. I hated doing that. But now with Omni movement, my aimer's already there because I'm just going to the side.
Yeah.
So I feel like for shittier players like myself, it does help.
It did lessen the skill gap. But this game was close.
I just think this game is a pre-AMI COD. And pre-AMI CODs, the skill gap's always going to be lower because like you can't camera some. You can camera someone in this game if you're like close, but if you try to wide slide an aim as, you're just getting ripped.
Yeah.
Like you can't
you stand no chance.
You can't outskill somebody if they're holding the pre-aim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like last year, you could slide around the corner, hit the instant drop shot, shit on someone. This year, it's like...
But like, okay, Fringe is coming out. Do you know Fringe from Black Ops 3? If you've seen it, if you saw it, you'd know it.
I can look it
Fringe
up
is coming
quick.
Out. Fringe is like one of the most... Is one of the most... Is one of the best competitive
this
maps
mapper,
we've seen in Call of Duty. Black Ops 3, people loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how it'll play without the jetpacks. We'll see. But the fact
Damn,
that this
I
is coming out
this.
When the game is ending competitively is just one of the biggest misses I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how someone isn't like, yo, if we release this 2 months prior, people are going to love it.
Yeah.
Competitive's going to work. And then you know what we're going to do?
So this was a really
We're
going to
release this
map
for the casual base as the cult,
I mean,
the competitive season's ramping down.
BO3 in general was just...
Every map was
Everything
good.
Was just fun, yeah. Fringe, all the maps were good.
Yeah, I like this
Besides
map E-Hack. When I played.
The only map I hated was that snow one for some reason. It was like...
Stronghold? The house
the
one?
The right side of the map had that, like, where you could jump. No,
yeah,
it wasn't
Stronghold.
Redwood. No, it was...
Yeah, what are all the Black Ops 3 maps?
Well, on the right side,
oh,
it was
infection.
Like snowy. You
oh,
jump
I like Stronghold.
Oh, Infection.
To, like, that fucking... He's a, there's like a tree up there. It's like a...
It was like a floating island.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Infection.
Okay, yeah.
The search map.
And then
with,
it had like
the
statue
in the middle.
I'm tweaking,
yeah. And then it had the wall runs on the other side with like the inner barns and shit.
That was the only map I hated.
Yeah.
I hope they play Fringe at EWC though. Because they'll have a month after Champs.
They might.
I think that's enough time.
Bro, that's crazy though. Like this game, or Black Ops 3, like all these maps are even fun in 2v2s.
I mean, that game was just godlike.
I feel like older games just had the maps for some reason. Like Halo 2, Halo 3, the maps were just so good. Don't need to add any. Don't need to take. Like they work for 2v2s, fucking 4v4s. They work for custom games. Like,
how was the cheating in Warzone? Not as bad as last year.
There's like not that many rage hackers,
but they're still
like
there.
You won't run into like a blatant if someone's blatantly like aimbotting and walling, we'll just get them live banned immediately. Like we fucking ban them or we report them, they get banned like very quick. Wallers though, like dude, that's what pisses me off because I'm streaming. I'll literally watch somebody center me through the wall. There's no UAV up because you can tell when there's a UAV. I'm not live ping, but they'll center through the wall and then slow strafe and just insta headshot me. And I'm like, bro, that kid's walling. And then people are like, no, he's not. I'm like, bro.
A streamer dies and just says everyone's walling.
Yeah. I'm like,
bro, I've done this shit for 20 fucking years.
That guy is blatantly walling. He'll trace you through the wall and then center right on you. And I'm like, bro.
Bro, I played I was in Stud Fam 8s, right? And there's this kid like talking shit. I'm like, all right, well, let's pick team. Let's play. Zero, no kills have went down. I'm running across cat. This motherfucker comes back down to cat, like peeks up, doesn't see me. I haven't ran up the stairs yet. As I'm running towards him, he's like backing up and lays on the floor. I'm like, yep, he's cheating. End the game. Off one kill. End the game. That's all I need to see. We're going back and forth arguing. I'm like, brother, I know when you're supposed to miss. I know when you're supposed to hit. Like, if you outplayed me, I would say you outplayed me. Motherfucker, you're playing like you know I'm coming right towards you. You have no idea. There's
once
no information.
Once in a blue moon, I'll have a hackusation that's wrong. For example, Twisty. But that was fucking Dashy, one of the best pros in the world.
I
would have
thought he was cheating,
that's
too.
That's different. If so, that guy told me his best placing was top 32. He works a full-time job and doesn't play the game.
And then it's Brucey.
And he was going 40 and 10. I'm
Wait,
like, he's cheating.
It?
And it was Dashy. So, like,
Dashy
that's different.
Did the play on...
It was, like, undercover. Yeah. Oh, that video has 600,000 views in 6 days.
Who uploaded it?
Dashy. I said, you owe me steak, brother. I'm getting verbaled.
Wait, good, so brother. You were... What were you doing while he was doing this?
Getting rinsed.
I was playing against him.
Okay.
It was Zuma's Stallions tryouts, whatever. And Val's is like, yo, Zing, can you play? I'm like, yeah, I'll fill him for a map. And I'm like, my controller's screwed. I'm like, I'm done, whatever. He's like, nah, Zing, play one more. I'm like, fine, if you need me to. And then it comes out that I was playing against Dashy and the whole thing was a setup. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Here
really?
We go. 600K viewers.
So, and while you were playing, you were like, this motherfucker's cheating.
Yes, because it's some random thing.
I bet people were dying.
It's
just
some.
Now.
Oh, it was hilarious when it revealed.
Did like your teammates know?
My teammate was the first one to accuse him of cheating. And I was like, fuck, thank God you said it because now I can say it without being the asshole. Yeah.
He said, is this
but
guy?
But did he know or was
he said, hold
you
on,
up?
Bro. This guy, and it was Dashy, but that makes sense now.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But for the most part, if you've played long enough, especially at the pro level, you know if someone's cheating.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you 100%. Just know. It's just... And to a casual blind eye, I can understand why you'd see certain things and be like...
Well, also, they're in a different
skill base.
This guy's
not cheating. I'm like, bro, this guy is cheating. I promise you he is.
Well, they're in a different skill base, too. So, like, you watch us. Like, we got reset all the way to bronze. But we're not in bronze lobbies. We're still in, like, diamond lobbies because our hidden SR is just so high. So, they're playing in a bronze lobby, and they're like, these guys don't look like the guys we're playing.
So
they think that we're playing the same guys playing because they think they're in our same SR, but that's not how it works.
I just don't think people understand how common the cheating is now. I hosted my subscriber rates yesterday, and there were people cheating in there. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I'm hosting sub-8s, and you guys are cheating in my sub-8s. And
I just don't get
turning the blind eye because they're subs, but I'm like, fuck.
Like,
he did drop 5 yesterday.
I mean, shit, he's a gifter.
They don't understand, like, the timings and shit. They literally think it looks normal.
In their shitty brain, they just think everyone else is cheating. Like, that's what they chalk it up to. It's kind of pathetic.
They just don't think it's obvious, and it is. They just don't understand how we can just literally look at it the first shot or just insta-die and be like, yeah, I got cheating.
Yeah. End all be all, I love Call of Duty. It's just if they fixed a handful of things we're talking about,
yeah,
it's good
not,
things happening.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah,
man. Not
good things
happen.
Happening.
Like,
maybe one day.
Open up that Hitch best players on Optic, please, so we can talk about this disrespect. This guy is out of his fucking mind. He has me as
look at him.
Zoom
dude.
In, please. Look at him.
Do you think he was in the right mind?
Look at Mark.
Space
he's
when
got
making this?
Mark.
Look
he's
at
got
him.
Renegade above you.
Rage baitless.
He's got Legend after you. Big T.
Is
then
Rage
me.
Bait?
I mean,
He did put Renegade before Bose.
Has Renegade ever played Call of Duty?
He is good. He's played ranked, but that's about it.
And then I saw Davis say, "This is like the past year or so.
This is bait. It has to be bait."
He put Legend over Big Timer.
Why are you skipping? I'm 14, brother, and me.
I didn't get down that far. I saw Legend, then Big Timer. I stopped right there.
Wait, where's
Legend,
Money Mark? You can say
Legend
what you want about my career. Okay,
Zinni,
well, come on. Let's be real for a second.
Moses over Zinni.
That's right.
I'm not going to argue.
That's right.
Bro. I'm not going to disrespect my boy. It's not right, but I'm not going to sit here and argue about it.
I mean, bro.
Davis is so bored.
And then Hitch puts himself over Touche, Blake, Pomage, Joe Woe,
Z Laner.
Even just me.
Look at
I think I might be better than Hitch.
This is bait, mate.
But then, yeah, the rest of us.
8 out of 8 bait.
He put a pure gangster at 27. ABG's never played COD. And he put him over Sabas, who plays every single day.
Poor Sabas.
Fucking Holly, Riley Watch Party.
Riley Watch Party.
What is fucked up is how is Hex this high?
Where's Hector?
Damn.
33. Matt, are you better than Hex? But
Hector's,
come on.
Hector's
not
pretty
Hector,
bad.
Hector
I heard Hutch used to carry him.
Hector's
James
pretty
isn't
fucking
horrible.
Bad.
Hex is pretty fucking bad.
Hector's pretty fucking bad.
Wait, does Joe? There's no way Joey's that bad. Does Joey not play? Apparently Joey's got
just
something in
boy.
His locker.
Just another fan.
He's
got
to be, right?
Hey, I'll take fifth.
Page 41.
I'm cool with my spot. I'll take that.
I'll take my spot.
You can put the COD team above me. That's cool.
I'll take my spot.
I'm cool
Fuck
with that.
It.
I won't Fuck take it. Mine. It's disrespect. And the worst part is, it's disrespect that'll be backed up because it's me. It's like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bro, come on. Let's be real for one moment. Let's put our real hat on for just a second and say, this is not right. Piece of shit.
Just look at his face, too. He was not in the right mindset while making this.
Yeah, what time was this at? 4?
Just rage baiting 4 a.m. all day. Just all day.
Yeah, earlier this day, we did a top 10 hardest.
I mean, Sabas at 29 is also crazy, but below Diesel and APG.
Yeah.
Sabas
That's what I was
plays
saying. APG's never touched Call of Duty.
That is insane.
I don't know if Lunchbox has ever touched Call of Duty.
Where the fuck is APG?
He was here yesterday with wearing this shock collar with Nick.
Bro, one time I was at Uchi.
Wait, really? You guys had the shock collar?
They were streaming with shock collars on yesterday.
Just to feel something.
I was at Uchi. I'm chilling. Someone comes up to me, taps me on the shoulders, APG. I'm like, oh, what's good, bro?
That boy Brad.
Afterwards, let me stop at the gas station to get back. Was I walking? APG's at the counter. I'm like, oh.
What the fuck?
Those are the best
y'all,
runs.
Y'all
Those are the best runs.
Living parallel lives.
I fucking love APG.
That like, was the best.
Yeah, he's the man.
He'd just be riding around and shit.
Like we were both drinking at Uchi, and then he's like, yo, smoke a cig with me real quick.
And you're like,
you obliged.
Let's go.
I love Brad. He's like, yo, what scent you wearing? I was like, I don't know. He goes, I love it. Is it this? I'm like, I have no idea.
Nah, Brad knows his shit.
He knows his
smell goods. He knows his newest swag.
I was like, we need to do like a shopping IRL stream. He was like, where do you go? I was like, I don't know. Go to like Nordstrom and Zara. He's like, no. And he starts naming fucking just low-key places in Dallas.
Designer boutiques.
I was like, I'm not trying to. He said something like, something Dior. And I was like, bro, I'm not buying Dior and shit. Like, I'm not spending thousands. He was like, no, this is the same price as Nordstrom. Like, there's this shop. There's this other place. Like, but no, if you're trying to get something fresh, like, you need to go here.
I wear black tees, white tees. I stay away from light gray because I'm sweating.
Yeah, I can't wear
gray.
Oh,
yeah, that's a risky one.
And the tits
I
pop.
I can't wear gray.
Black makes you look trim.
I'll wear white before gray.
Actually, yeah, gray's a bad color.
Gray's just...
What is this, the new optic scuff?
Yeah, that's just our newest,
like
our newest scuff
today.
Controller.
Either that or my...
You think so?
In here,
might
right?
have been my multivitamins I'm taking.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
no,
no,
I came
this
in,
is fire.
I came
with
in,
no food.
Well,
it's
I
got
did
me.
Forget to put on deodorant. But I came in and my armpits were sweating for the first time forever, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I just threw this hoodie on. I don't think they stink.
I started using the white stick. my lymph nodes are gonna fucking start bursting.
Ah, that's how, bro. You're good now. That's how you stay fresh the whole
day. What, the white stick? Hmm? Oh yeah, you were using the gel, right? You
can't. Well, it has me on like some organic, like
no, you can't use the natural ones.
And after I'm done streaming, I'm like,
natural ones.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah,
now the natural ones in the summer.
I couldn't even wear my shirt to dinner last night that I wore streaming.
Oh yeah,
it was bad.
I'm not kidding.
And I put deodorant on every single day. No organic. Without
you need the cancerous chemicals.
Yes.
In the deodorant, it's the only way it lasts long. The natural, your shit's kicking after 6 hours.
There was one back in the day, I forgot. It was a blue spray can my grandmother used to have. I used to shake that bitch. I think it was Suave or some shit. Bro, crunchy. That shit'll stay on for damn near.
Crunchy.
Bro, I'm like 10, so you know I'm missing showers. My shit would be
I think Degree.
Valid 2.5 days later.
I use Degree or Dove. White stick, 48-hour perspirant.
Yeah, I use Degree.
Smelling fresh.
72-hour. It's the one that smells like cologne. Shit's fire.
But I think I just used the Old Spice Fiji.
Oh, that's why your shirts are getting stained.
With white?
Well, I use the Old Spice body wash.
Honestly, a lot of times they don't even wear
it. It smells good. They have a timer on. And as soon as that timer is up, you're beat.
That shit
and you're sitting up there streaming, moving.
You don't even need to spray cologne if you don't want to.
Talking.
Yeah, goes quick. Yeah, now imagine you were like around people and your shit just starts kicking.
See, back in the day, I was a worry. Back in the day, I was a worry. I don't worry about that no more. My armpit stinking randomly? It's not a worry for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
Vince used to always worry because he can't smell.
Oh, that's fair.
That's different.
He would
fair.
Fucking,
well,
I don't think
like,
I
literally don't have, it's not, even if I'm sweating.
Yeah, I feel like
there's
I don't.
No way.
I feel like it has to do with what you put in your body a lot of the times. Like, not necessary. It's not just like exercise sweat, you're going to smell like shit. Like, it's like detoxifying the pores and getting the nasty shit out your body.
Drinking,
you
know,
motherfuckers
really eating like
sodas,
shit.
Not drinking water, shit like that. At least I assume. I really don't know, but I don't think I've ever been told I smell. Hopefully, keep
me
it
either.
That way.
I don't think so. At least
I don't think so. I do pretty well. 2-3 showers a day.
Dang,
yeah. I shower usually twice a day.
Shower once a day,
either
usually.
In the morning or after
morning,
I work out, and then
after
at night.
Workout,
right.
Then
oh
at
yeah,
night.
If I work out too.
I'm
yeah.
be bapping. Bro, you shower
my
2-3
towels
times
are all
a day.
Wet. Huh?
So you shower 2-3 times a day.
Morning, then I'll work out.
No, 3 is crazy. You if you're going to the gym
exactly.
at 11, you shower before
exactly.
it?
Exactly. There would be no point.
That's crazy.
He's babbing.
No, I'm not. I feel better. I shower before the gym. I wake up, my hair's insane. I feel gross. So
yeah,
I shower, I get dressed. Then I go to the gym. Then after the gym, I shower again. Then like later that night, I may or may not shower.
I think a pre-gym
like if I stream
shower
and I'm
is
hot,
crazy.
My lights are on me and I'm sweating and
so
shit.
I'm about to work out.
Again.
I'm gonna go in the sauna and I'm gonna shower after that, and then I'll shower at night before bed.
If I did some shit,
I can't
I'll
do. I'm not doing
night,
3.
Wake up.
I just feel gross.
It depends
then,
what I got going
at the gym.
Yeah, you don't want to feel gross at the gym.
Yeah, if I don't know. It's something about. My hair is all fucked up too. I just
everyone just knows
I feel
you
look
grody.
Oh, this he doesn't shower before the gym. Just starts pointing.
I'm on your same wavelength.
If I'm doing anything where I know I'm gonna sweat, like the beach, walk, gym, I'm gonna shower after that, and then at night. I'm not doing a pre-sweat shower. That makes no sense.
I used to be on that
like
wave.
Like in Florida, I wasn't waking up, showering, and then going and laying out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
No, that's different though. You're at home. You're
I'd
not
wake
in a public
up,
place.
Do whatever the fuck we're doing, and
but
before
I feel
the show,
better
take a shower
with the workout, nice and clean.
Because the way I think, the shower that I took before bed is holding me over until I have to shower after the gym or the beach or the walk, whatever it is.
Depends, but it depends. Like,
but during night, you're
sweating. Like if I shower and then go somewhere at night and come back, in the morning I'll take a shower. But if I shower and I'm chilling home and I play a few games of MLB, wake up and keep it pushing.
I don't sweat at night.
I never used to shower before the gyms, but then I dated someone who showered constantly, and it just like she would call me out for not showering.
Really?
So I would start showering, and I'd be like, "This is like I don't want to," but then I go shower and I get dressed. I'm like, "Actually, this is nice."
In my head, it's just a waste
and
of soap.
It became like now it's just what I do.
Now I'm buying more soap than I have to because now there's 3 showers instead of 2 because I'm doing the I don't know.
And there's more laundry.
I understand it. I'm sure you feel great. I know you feel
dinner
good.
Or anything, I'm definitely taking a shower. I'll double up if I got to. Like if I've been out shopping and later we're going to dinner or something, and I took a shower before that, I'll take another shower.
Now you're a little different. Like you'll shower before the watch party, And if we're going to dinner that night, you'll shower again before dinner. I'm not like that.
I've been basking in this. Like, I've just been sitting in the seat, my swamp ass. Like,
oh, yeah, no, I
may not, I may not stink, but I feel like
If you feel gross, shower.
No, I don't blame you.
I feel gross after a watch party, and I think it's because, like, the lights and shit.
The lights, they just, drain like, they drain you, dude.
They do something.
I just feel like a zombie. I feel like I can't talk to people. I don't feel like physically gross. I just feel like my brain doesn't work.
After a watch party?
I don't want to talk to anybody.
My social battery is so dead.
Yeah, your social battery is. Fucking
and it's just the lights because I think the lights in your eyes for that long it's just draining.
That's always the tough part after like a long day at the watch party and there's people
especially
like
at
that afterwards that want to take pictures and shit.
Yeah,
and then
bro,
we gotta dip because the shuttle and I'm like, fuck.
And then I feel like a scumbag.
Now,
I'm like, I literally can't
even sweating
see
through my fitted cap. I'm like, oh Jesus, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, not to sound like a fucking dick, but after a watch party, like obviously they'll be like, yeah, can I get a signature fucking picture or something? And I'm almost like anxious and like my social, like I'm not in the mood to be like yeah. I'm in like this weird, just like,
yeah, it's
so
not a bad mood,
drained.
But it's like,
and I'm
not
starving.
In a bad mood, but I just feel so socially out of it. So every picture I'm just like it's, I'm not in like, I feel bad about it, but I don't, something about it's the lights.
It's
the
lights.
8 hours of nonstop talking.
Yapping.
Yep. Talking and the lights is like a combo for, I need to just look at a wall for 3 hours.
Yeah. So I leave TikTok, sometimes alcohol. if I'm going to have to go be social, alcohol, of course. Drank too much alcohol fucking at DreamHack.
Yeah, I forgot we went to After Hours.
DreamHack was sick.
Me and Nick
get beat the fuck up.
Yeah, DreamHack was sick. DreamHack was the first time it felt like an old school event in a very long time.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, like, no, it was so good.
Like in venue, but also after, like just the vibes. Like everyone I was talking to and saw, I'm talking to Clutch. I'm like,
I wish I went out Sunday night.
I was just like, whoa,
I went out.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, I don't really care to socialize at events much anymore.
Right.
This one, I was like, I wanted to go hang out with people. I was like, I want to go. This feels awesome.
Yeah.
Usually, it'll be like the event ends and it's like, this group really ain't coming out. There might be a few people at the bar, but it's like, all right, I'm going to just go. Y'all want to just go get food, and then you go to your hotel room.
That bar's
got to
love us.
But now it's like, or at DreamHack, it was like, all right, where is everyone going? Like, it felt like what it used to be.
Everyone was ready
to get
after.
Not on a Sunday night like that. Sunday night, it had traffic, but not, that place was full to the brim with all the gamers there that night.
What, Inwood?
Inwood Tavern.
Inwood Tavern.
FOMO.
That place is pretty dope. They give you your drink in a red Solo cup. I'm like, this is awesome. I've never been to a bar like this.
They had a vape.
At least in Dallas.
Really?
Like,
was it Wonder Bar?
I should have got one.
No, it was Inwood Tavern.
Wonder Bar shut down.
Did it?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Like that bar we have the picture with the dick room?
Yeah. Why did it
shut
down?
I don't know. I just don't think it was very popular.
Really? I swear I saw on TikTok, everyone was like, what's your favorite bar in Dallas? Everyone was like, Wonder Bar.
I saw that TikTok as well.
I think it shut down. Well, because now you have...
Oh, yeah, Wonder Bar did
those
shut
bars
down.
Dominate.
Like,
Lonnie's, Skellig,
really?
Myers,
I didn't know
those
that.
Dominate.
Yeah.
They're not for me anymore, but those bars dominate.
Yeah,
Lonnie's
I go
was
there
right.
And I'm just like, am I the oldest fucker here, man?
There's so many, bro, like on a weekend, there's so many lit spots. Like, you can go...
I would go to Inward Tavern, like,
yeah, that's cool.
I would
cool.
definitely go there again. That
place
was cool.
I like the little back area as well.
He was giving Jello shots that were way too strong. Like, I can't. No more of those.
Yeah,
I had one of those. Like
up,
that tasted
man.
Like straight.
I did, bro. I was trying to wonder where they were coming from, but I stopped asking questions. They were just
accepting.
Yeah.
All right. It's here. Fuck it. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for the podcast today. We went a little bit all over the place, but that's all right. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Hey.
Drop a like.
Comment.
Subscribe.
And subscribe.
Absolutely.
Love you.